Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a quick decision in a virtual setting. In today's digital age, the IELTS speaking test has adapted to include topics related to virtual environments. One such topic that has gained prominence is describe a time when you had to make a quick decision in a virtual setting. This article will guide you through effectively answering this question, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to make a quick decision in a virtual setting, combines two key elements, decision-making under pressure and the virtual environment. This question is increasingly relevant as remote work and online interactions become more common. Examiners are likely to use this topic to assess your ability to communicate about modern workplace scenarios and your adaptability in digital contexts. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about virtual settings and decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you participate in virtual meetings? Band 6-7. Answer. I participate in virtual meetings quite frequently, probably a few times a week. They've become a regular part of my work routine, especially since the pandemic started. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual meetings have become an integral part of my daily professional life. I'd say I engage in at least 2 to 3 virtual conferences or collaborative sessions each day, ranging from team check-ins to client presentations. The prevalence of these online interactions has significantly transformed the way we communicate and make decisions in the workplace. Q. Do you find it challenging to make decisions in virtual settings? Band 6-7, answer. Sometimes it can be challenging, yes. It's not always easy to read people's reactions or body language in virtual meetings, which can make decision-making a bit harder. Band 8-9, answer. Making decisions in virtual settings can indeed be quite demanding. The lack of face-to-face interaction often hampers our ability to pick up on subtle cues and nonverbal communication, which are crucial in decision-making processes. However, I've found that with practice and the right tools, it's possible to overcome these hurdles and make informed decisions efficiently, even in a virtual environment. Part 2, Long-Term. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to make a quick decision in a virtual setting. You should say what the situation was, why you had to make a quick decision, what decision you made, and explain how you felt about making this quick decision in a virtual setting. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience where I had to make a swift decision during a virtual product launch meeting. As the project manager, I was overseeing the final preparations for a new software release when we encountered an unexpected glitch in the system just hours before the scheduled launch. The situation was particularly challenging because our team was dispersed across different time zones and we were all connected via a video conferencing platform. The urgency of the matter was compounded by the fact that we had already sent out press releases and had customers eagerly waiting for the product. I had to decide whether to postpone the launch, potentially damaging our credibility, or to proceed with a partial release, addressing the issue with a quick fix and subsequent update. After a rapid assessment of the situation, consulting with our lead developer and marketing head, I made the decision to go ahead with a partial release. We transparently communicated the situation to our customers, explaining that an enhanced update would be available within 48 hours. This decision was based on our confidence in quickly resolving the issue and the potential negative impact of delaying the entire launch. Making this decision in a virtual setting was both exhilarating and nerve-wracking. The absence of physical presence made it challenging to gauge team members' reactions fully, but it also forced us to be more articulate and concise in our communication. Despite the initial stress, I felt a sense of accomplishment in navigating this complex situation remotely. It highlighted the importance of clear communication, quick thinking, and adaptability in virtual work environments. Follow-up questions. How do you think virtual decision-making differs from face-to-face decision-making? Band 6-7, answer. Virtual decision-making can be more challenging because you can't see body language as clearly. It's also sometimes harder to have quick, informal chats that can help in making decisions. However, it can be good because it forces everyone to be clearer in their communication. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual decision-making presents unique challenges and opportunities compared to face-to-face interactions. The lack of physical presence can impede the natural flow of conversation and limit our ability to pick up on subtle nonverbal cues, which are often crucial in understanding team dynamics and individual perspectives. However, virtual settings can also foster more structured and focused discussions, as participants tend to be more deliberate in their communications. Additionally, the digital format facilitates easy sharing of documents and data, potentially leading to more informed and data-driven decisions. Ultimately, successful virtual decision-making requires a heightened awareness of these differences and the development of new skills to compensate for the limitations of the digital medium. What skills do you think are important for making quick decisions in virtual environments? Band 6-7, answer. I think good communication skills are really important. You need to be able to express your ideas clearly and listen well to others. Being able to stay calm under pressure is also crucial, as well as being good with technology. Band 8-9 answer. Making quick decisions in virtual environments requires a unique blend of skills. Firstly, exceptional communication abilities are paramount. One must be able to articulate thoughts concisely and comprehend complex ideas rapidly. Secondly, digital literacy is crucial, as seamless navigation of various technological platforms can significantly enhance efficiency. Additionally, emotional intelligence plays a vital role in interpreting the limited social cues available in virtual settings. Critical thinking and rapid analysis skills are also essential for processing information quickly and reaching sound conclusions. Lastly, adaptability and resilience are key, as virtual environments can be unpredictable, and one must be prepared to pivot strategies at a moment's notice. Part 3, two-way discussion. How has the increase in virtual work environments affected decision-making processes in companies? Band 6-7 answer. The increase in virtual work has definitely changed how companies make decisions. It's made things faster in some ways because you can quickly set up online meetings, but it's also made some decisions harder because you can't just walk over to someone's desk to discuss things. Companies have had to adapt and find new ways to collaborate effectively. Band 8-9 answer. The proliferation of virtual work environments has profoundly transformed corporate decision-making processes. On one hand, it has expedited certain aspects of decision-making by enabling rapid assembly of key stakeholders through virtual platforms, transcending geographical barriers. This has led to more agile and responsive decision-making in many organizations. However, it has also introduced new complexities. The lack of impromptu face-to-face interactions that often catalyze innovative ideas has necessitated more structured approaches to brainstorming and problem-solving. Companies have had to invest heavily in digital tools and platforms to facilitate collaborative decision-making and ensure that all voices are heard in virtual settings. Moreover, the virtual environment has heightened the importance of clear communication and documentation. Decisions now often require more explicit articulation and follow-up to ensure proper understanding and implementation across dispersed teams. This has led to a greater emphasis on transparent decision-making processes and more comprehensive documentation of rationales behind key decisions. Interestingly, the virtual setting has also democratized decision-making in some organizations, allowing for broader participation from employees at various levels and locations. However, it has simultaneously challenged traditional hierarchies and decision-making structures, prompting many companies to reevaluate their governance models. In essence, while virtual work environments have undoubtedly streamlined certain decision-making processes, they have also compelled organizations to develop new competencies and strategies to ensure effective, inclusive, and well-informed decision-making in this new digital landscape. Q. Do you think the ability to make quick decisions in virtual settings will become more important in future careers? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think it will become more important. As more companies allow remote work, being able to make quick decisions online will be a valuable skill. people who are good at this will probably have an advantage in their careers. Band 89, answer. The ability to make quick decisions in virtual settings is undoubtedly poised to become a critical skill in future careers. As we witness a paradigm shift towards remote and hybrid work models, proficiency in virtual decision-making is rapidly transitioning from a niche skill to a core competency. This trend is driven by several factors. Firstly, the globalization of businesses means that teams are increasingly dispersed across different time zones, necessitating swift decision-making in virtual environments to maintain operational efficiency. Secondly, the pace of technological advancement is accelerating, requiring professionals to make rapid judgments about adopting new tools and strategies in digital contexts. Moreover, industries are becoming more interconnected and volatile, demanding agile responses to market changes. In this landscape, those who can swiftly analyze information, collaborate effectively in virtual spaces, and make sound decisions quickly will likely emerge as leaders in their fields. However, it's important to note that this skill must be balanced with thoughtful consideration. The challenge for future professionals will be to cultivate the ability to make quick yet well-informed decisions in virtual settings, avoiding the pitfalls of hasty judgment while capitalizing on the benefits of rapid response. In conclusion, as virtual collaboration becomes the norm rather than the exception, the capacity for effective virtual decision-making will likely become a key differentiator in career advancement and organizational success. Key vocabulary and phrases. Integral part, integral part, noun phrase, an essential or fundamental component. Example, clear communication is an integral part of successful virtual teamwork. Hamper, verb, to hinder or impede the progress of something. Example, poor internet connectivity can hamper effective decision-making in virtual meetings. Overcome hurdles. Phrase, to successfully deal with or get past difficulties. Example, with practice, many professionals have learned to overcome hurdles associated with virtual collaboration. Exhilarating, adjective, very exciting and enjoyable. Example, making quick decisions in a fast-paced virtual environment can be an exhilarating experience. Articulate, verb, to express thoughts or ideas fluently and coherently. Example, in virtual settings, it's crucial to articulate your ideas clearly to avoid misunderstandings. Paramount, adjective, more important than anything else, supreme. Example, effective communication skills are paramount in virtual decision-making process. Expedite, verb, to make a process or action happen more quickly. Example, virtual platforms can expedite decision-making by allowing quick assembly of key stakeholders. Catalyze, catalyze, to cause or accelerate a reaction or process. Example, informal chats often catalyze innovative ideas in traditional office settings. Examiner's advice, to excel in discussing quick decision-making in virtual settings during your IELTS speaking test. Practice articulating complex ideas clearly and concisely. This skill is crucial in virtual environments where communication can be challenging. Expand your vocabulary related to digital technology, remote work, and decision-making processes. Use these terms naturally in your responses. Prepare personal anecdotes about virtual interactions and decision-making experiences. Real-life examples add authenticity to your answers. Develop your critical thinking skills to provide thoughtful responses to follow-up questions about the broader implications of virtual work. Work on your fluency by regularly engaging in English conversations about current workplace trends and technologies. Remember, the key to a high band score is not just about what you say, but how articulate, coherent, and relevant your responses are. Practice regularly and stay informed about developments in virtual work environments to give yourself the best chance of success. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on describing a virtual fitness class you attended helpful. It provides additional insights into discussing virtual experiences effectively. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.